The Port Moeller test fishery got weathered out on Saturday, but it resumed again Sunday. Scott Rayburn is a data analyst with the Bristol Bay Science and Research Institute, which is running the test fishery. He does not believe missing a day of fishing due to bad weather will negatively impact the usefulness of the test fishery.
If we're going to have weather days, it's best to get them out of the way. And I just don't think that day is going to be crucial. It's certainly not as crucial as bad as missing a day between the 25th and, the 3rd. Saw really good catches on the 13th and reasonably good catches on the 14th. And then Kate, the push of fish is coming through, and we'll just see what the next few days turns up.
Sunday's effort produced a catch of 150 sockeye as part of the Port Moeller test fishery, with 63 sockeye caught at Station 6 and 53 fish caught at Station 4. 31 fish were caught at Station 8. Station 2 produced a catch of just 2 sockeye, and just 1 fish was taken at Station 10. The traditional cumulative index number stands at 397. That's the highest traditional index number on record for this point in the run. Rayburn says it's still unclear if the large index numbers indicate a large run, an early run, or some other scenario.
We need to get some catch and escapement inshore to sort of tune those Port Moeller numbers to this season to find out what they really mean. So we'll just have to wait a little while longer. Usually you start to gauge or interpret Port Moeller in that way. Usually after the 25th, you can start to do it after the 20th, but it's still sketchy. But certainly not this early.
Once again, the traditional cumulative Port Moeller index number through June the 16th is 397. The average index number is 176, with the lowest such number being 55 back in 1994. The previous high was 337 recorded in 2011. The daily replacement index number, which represents the actual catch as part of the Port Moeller test fishery, was 30. That pushes the cumulative replacement index number up to 175. Each and every sockeye caught as part of the Port Moeller test fishery is measured, and Rayburn says an examination of those measurements can inform age estimates.
If you have a run that's dominated by 3 ocean fish, you would tend to see a larger average size. And conversely, dominated by 2 ocean fish, you would see smaller fish out of the Port Moeller test fishery. If you look at the average length of fish caught in the 5 and 8 inch mesh up through this date, you look at those average lengths through this date in previous years and compare that to what the age composition that ultimately manifested in shore, you can kind of start to see the proportion of 2 ocean to 3 ocean fish and make some predictions. And in today's interpretation, I tried to do that, and so far it's telling us that you can expect about 59% of the total run to be 3 ocean fish. But there's a little bit of error around that. And it seems to be in line with what the forecast is, which is 52% 3 ocean fish.
The Port Moeller test fishery basically covers a 45-mile transect offshore of Port Moeller with 5 fished stations. One of the big questions over the years is if there is any correlation between the catches at a particular station and one of the bay's 5 commercial fishing districts. Rayburn says some new analysis by researchers with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game seems to confirm the general suspicions about how the stocks move past Port Moeller and line up with the catch patterns in the districts.
Generally, what they find is that early on, you tend to have Igigik and Nishigat Wood District dominating, and then that slowly tapers off throughout the Port Moeller test fishery. And then over the course of the test fishery, the Naknek-Quijack starts to come on stronger. And as well, Ugashik picks up during the course of the test fishery. That has to do with the run timing of the stocks, of course. And then we've long since suspected that various stations tend to sample more of one stock than the other, and that's sort of what they show. Igigik and Ugashik stocks are distributed more inshore, although Igigik tends to be more evenly distributed across stations. And then the Naknek-Quijack and Nishigat Wood stocks tend to be distributed further offshore.
The station that normally features the largest catch is Station 6, and Rayburn notes that it's not unusual for sockeye destined for all 5 districts to be taken at Station 6.
Stocks certainly have gradients across the stations, but by the time you get to 6, they sort of all cross there. And Station 6 sort of represents all stocks better than probably any other station. The stocks that change mostly across the stations are Ugashik. It falls off rather quickly as you move offshore. And Togiak, of course, seems to be caught mostly out beyond 8. The rest of them more evenly represented at Station 6.
The Port Mueller test fishery is intended to give fishermen, processors, and other stakeholders information about the sockeye resource that is about 5 to 8 days away from the 5 inshore commercial fishing districts in Bristol Bay. The test fishery got started on June the 10th and is scheduled to run through July 10th. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.